And then that's how you record your first episode on your podcast.
Here you go. Oh, this is nice. I'm definitely going to use this. It's that easy.
If you were to do a podcast, what would you do it on?
What do you mean? The
topic.
The topic?
Yeah.
Well, now that we're talking about it, I don't know. I kind of, in a sense, I want to talk about things that I know that I can deliver on, you know? So, like, design-related things, psychology. But is that something exciting? Is that going to keep you on the edge of your seat, you know?
I mean, I think the way you have to go about it is not thinking about what is going to be exciting for other people. It has to be exciting for you. And I feel like I 100% like think this, that if it's exciting for you, somebody else is going to find it, and they're going to feel that energy coming through, and it will work out. But that's just all in the clouds, me being very optimistic.
No, that's very true. If you can sense if somebody is excited about
something. Or they're doing it as a chore.
Or is it like, you know, yeah, is it your job to do it? And are you like, oh, okay, today we're going to talk about...
I mean, look at my thing, know. Has like 10 listens per episode. But I still record it because I don't care that it's not being listened to. Because I want to use this, my podcast, I use it as like a journal. It's like an online journal.
It's more about the quality too, you know, like you're not thinking about, even in the beginning, you're not thinking about like, oh, I need 100,000 listeners or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're just, let me try to get the best that I can get out there. And eventually somebody will discover one episode and then just go back to the beginning and then just like, you know, listen to the whole thing, which is what I've done in the past with something. So, you know.
So, I mean, to me, it seems like you're very passionate about... Well, you're very passionate about photography
and
design
too.
And aesthetics.
Which is why we're having this conversation today, because you're asking me about kind of like advice on this app that you're making, right?
Yeah, I want your creative eye to my solution that I'm building.
So tell me a little bit about your app.
So my app... it doesn't have a name right now. I'm calling it Commute Buddies.
Okay.
Because when I had the initial idea, it was an app that you use while driving to have like basically like a virtual passenger in your car. But now it has evolved into a different idea where it's a chat roulette. But it's a voice-based chat roulette, and you can match with different people based on a topic that you want. You can do... Well, not topic, but like a category, like you can match with male, female. That's like a dating kind of thing. Because like, okay, if you click on female, you're going to match with females. You could make it a dating app if you want to, right?
Okay. So basically, are you connecting people based on also like location, you know, or is it, or do you have certain friends that you are already friends with that you can import and then say, okay, you know...
It doesn't have a friends feature, because I don't want to... I want it to be entertaining in the sense that you're matching with a person who you don't know.
Okay. So is there a way to save, let's say... Hey, sorry. I had this conversation with Francisco.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really enjoyed this conversation. Mm-hmm. I want to be notified whenever he's available again, or whenever he signs in again, or whatnot.
So you're saying a way to keep track of the people that you've talked to that you have enjoyed the conversation?
Yeah, but you would have to allow me to know when you are online again. Because, you know, you don't want the stalker thing where I met up with Becky, and, you know, Becky... was so awesome that I fell in love instantly, but now Becky thinks I'm a freak because every time she logs in, I'm like, hey, Becky, how's it going? So, you know, is there a way? It's basically like a friend request. It's like, hey, do you want me to see when you're available again? Yes, no. You know, so and that's why the concept. Right. So then you could say, hey, you know, I really like having conversations with this person. And that's a way to keep a track. And that's also an easy transition into dating, if that's where you want to take it, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're not going to date someone off of maybe just one conversation, mm-hmm. but, you know, maybe three or four, you know? So that could be a way to get it into that path.
So they get like a more like a network now where you're keeping track of the people that you link with and you enjoyed their conversation.
Right.
And you come back, and I'll get people coming back to the app for that.
Yeah. And maybe like a, how about, and I'm just throwing everything out there as I'm hearing about your story, but, or your app, but a way to rate people like, oh, this guy's a great conversationalist, like, and then match people that are equal to each other or something like that. I don't know. That's just a, I'm just throwing ideas out there.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of being an artist, like I was telling you earlier, is that it's art and it's constantly evolving. It's never, it's not a static thing where I'm like, this is the idea and this is what I'm going to build and that's going to work. Like I had an initial dating thing. It was like, oh, if you're driving up to a, driving next to a car for like a certain amount of miles, then it will match you to.
Right.
That was the first thing, and like this is completely different. And like it has like some of the same aspects, but it's not the same thing at all.
Exactly.
So this is right here is what I have so far.
Okay. All right. So I see a screen here, and on the top it says Commute Buddies, which is, you said it was the name that you had before.
It was the name that I had while the app was going to be a drive only app. But this app, you could use it while you're in a cafe. If you're just sitting alone drinking your coffee, you're like, I'm going to talk to somebody.
Nice.
Take off Commute Buddies. But it's not going to be called Commute Buddies because it's not Commute anymore.
Got it.
So I still don't have a name for it.
Okay. So I see this big, big round button right in the middle.
Yep.
It says Start Chatting.
So that's a remnant of it being a drive-friendly user interface.
Okay.
So it was like a big button, like click two things type thing.
Got it.
I think I should keep it like that because I want to keep it like 1-2 and like you're on the platform already chatting with people.
Yeah.
And it still lends itself to be used while driving.
Yeah, and even the big button like that, I can imagine like if I press on it or something, it animating or glowing as I'm speaking to it or something.
You see, that's why I need your creativity because like my thing was going to be a fucking button and that's it.
Yeah.
It will change the text when you click on it online. It will crash if you do it right now because another phone needs to be online.
Okay.
But for now, on the bottom, you can match with different things.
And what's the info? So I see... All right, so just for the listeners that are here, I'm describing the app here, but you've got like a header, right? You've got the content area, which is pretty much blank. It's just a white background. And then a big purple button in the middle that says Start Chatting. And it says above it a small gray text, you're currently offline. On the bottom of the screen, there's a little line of text that says Match With, and then three circular buttons with symbols on them. I see an infinity symbol, a female symbol, and a male symbol. I can imagine that that's saying, you know, I want to speak with, you know, match with male, match with female. What does the infinity symbol mean?
I couldn't think of a symbol. I'm not like a user experience UI guy, but I would imagine that like the infinity meant like everything, and so it means match with all.
Okay.
I couldn't think of any other symbol to mean all.
Well, no, that's cool. I like that.
So match with all, male or female, and then I'm gonna keep on adding buttons. It's gonna be like a car button, and then it'll be grayed out unless you're driving.
Okay.
When you click on it, it's gonna say you're not driving. Because I want both people that click on match while driving. If two people that are matching based off driving match, they must be driving. And I can tell that easily if your phone is moving or not, because it has GPS.
Okay. Yeah, and the accelerometer,
yep.
Is it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it could be like walking. I'm not sure like how many categories do I want to add on the bottom. Does that like an infinite list or like people can create their own? It can evolve, right? We're artists here.
Yeah.
We're like, we're painting.
Yeah, so I think... Let's think of if it were an MVP or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. If you wanted to make sure that it is used and that, well, first of all, that people are excited about using, and then second of all, that it is used, it'll have to fit what the majority of people, what the activity that the majority of people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So what do people do every day?
If you're breathing.
The people that are breathing. Check everybody. No, I think commuting is a good start. How you're commuting maybe is the... Maybe like a differentiator. Oh, I'm taking the train. Oh, I'm... Or maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe it shouldn't
be
a limit.
Commuting in general.
It should just be on. Maybe it should just be on. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it shouldn't be just... When you're commuting, maybe you want to use this any time. You like, have some free time.
Yeah.
So maybe putting it into the box of commuting is not the way to go. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, majority, like mass. That's why I want to change the name, and that's why it's not an app that you use only while driving.
Right.
Because that's a very limited set of people. It's and even a limited set of time because people don't commute 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Commute like 30 minutes.
Right. And it would be an app if it were that way. It would be an app that overloads servers at like from 6 to 8 a.m. and then from 5 to like 7 p.m. Huh? That would be your
at
two use
spikes. I'm like, open the floodgates.
Right. So, I mean, either way, it's good because it's evolving. You know what I mean? Like we're.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just solving problems that I have in my life. So I had a problem, I told you, where I was driving to work alone.
I feel like a lot of people relate to that.
I got tired of the fucking music. I was listening to the like, same 10 John Mayer songs, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so bored.
Your body is a wonderland.
Or I would listen to an audiobook. But eventually I would get tired of getting this knowledge, you know?
No, I feel you, man. Like, I go on, you know, what I feel are kind of like audiobook binges,
mm-hmm.
where I will, you know, last year I consumed at least like 10 audiobooks.
Yeah.
But I'll go like one after the other after the other. I feel like I do two, and I'm like, okay, that's enough for now. You know, I think this year I haven't started yet on another audiobook.
Uh-huh.
I've been just straight up listening to music because I don't feel like I'm ready.
I mean, so what we can see here, if we're really thinking about it, like we just humans don't like to be stuck in like the same routine.
Right.
So like if I'm listening to music, I'm in the routine of listening to music. If I'm consuming information, I'm in the same routine. If I'm listening to podcasts, it's just another podcast. What's more dynamic than another human being? Like that. This person likes gardening. This person, like, he's really into whiskey, and like he could tell me everything about whiskey. And like this guy's an astronomer, and he's all about the stars and this and that.
Yep,
that's a beautiful thing, and it can be very entertaining.
So one thing I can imagine for this is doing some user research to try to figure out what people do currently on their commute. So if you could like throw out a
survey.
I wish I had a pen. I said, well, we do have a pen, in a way, a digital pen that is recording everything we're saying.
I'm going to you got to publish this as soon as we finish.
So, in a way, you have to learn where people... Okay, so what are people doing right now to battle that frustration? We hear, we hear music.
Yep.
We call some people. What else do we do? We listen to an audiobook. We listen to the news. Whatever does it do? We have
to figure
out
the most dangerous thing people do.
Yeah, they go on Facebook while they're driving.
While they're driving. Yeah. And that's why I wanted to brand this app as an app to use while driving. Because that's going to be like, what? An app to use while you're driving? That's crazy. You're supposed to focus on the road.
No, that I can see that.
Was like the marketing campaign behind it.
No,
but then Tariq was telling me, you're going to get sued when somebody flips over in their car. They're going to say, well, the description of the app said you use this while driving. And so I just downloaded the app, started signing up, and then I just got in a car accident.
Well, you could say stay safe while being entertained in the car. Right? Maybe that's like, because, you know, you don't want to pull down another
brand. I'm going to be on the news. I'm going to be on Fox. So I'm the creator of Commute Buddies. Then people have gotten into car accidents since you released this app.
That's crazy.
Oh,
no, but yeah, I agree that, I mean, even, you know, nowadays that we have, like, bigger screens and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
we have the affordance of space. Especially if we know that the apps are simple and they accomplish, like, one or two goals,
mm-hmm.
we can make buttons that are huge for,
right.
you know, to simplify the interaction, to make it, like, straightforward. So, yeah. Overall, I like this. I think... you know, evolving it to like be broader and understanding your users.
Broader in a sense of what you match with.
Well, like the categories, I guess, of usage. You know,
mm-hmm.
not just like commuting. Maybe just like always open all the time.
I mean, if we remove all the paint and just leave the scaffolding on.
Mm-hmm.
This is an app to have a phone call with another person.
Yeah.
Now, what we add on to that, those are the bells and whistles that will make people want to download it.
Yeah. And so, I think maybe filtering to the person that you're gonna link with would be ideal for people, because I can imagine, oh, today I want to talk about science. And I set that as the filter for the day or whatever. And so I only find about like 5 or 6 people that want to talk about science. And that's who I talk to that day.
So just for like proof of concept or MVP, what category should be in there?
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Number one is like just general everything, random bullshit, okay. You know?
Do you think, would it be valuable to have a near me feature? Technically that would probably be the hardest to develop, because the phone call thing, if I had another phone, we could, phone call is easy.
Yeah.
But GPS technically for me at this point would be the most time consuming. So do you think I need that, or would it be valuable to have that in V1 or version 0, that one?
If it is not, if that's not the core, if it's not going to make or break the app, then it doesn't matter. It could be an added feature in the future if you think that it's going to be an extra, like, ooh, little glitter on top or whatever. But in essence, you mentioned it. If you remove all the scaffolding, you just want to connect two people to each other via audio, okay? So I'd say forget about location-based, because, you know, it should be more topic-based. That, to me, is more valuable
than near me.
So if upon signing up in the... what do you call this? The onboarding flow of this app. I get to choose subjects that I'm interested in. I get to say, I'm interested in science. I'm interested in photography. I'm interested in talking about orgies.
Do they get to choose their, create their own custom topics? Or initially, no?
You know, that could be, that is a future conversation for V2 or something.
Okay.
But I think that it could be, like, first you need input from the user to understand what they you match the ones that match, basically. Okay.
So this is an app to link two people up so they could talk via audio only, right?
So let's go to question number one. What do you want to talk about? Right.
What do you want to talk about? And... yeah, that's the only question. It's like, what do you want to talk about?
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that you could collect the answer to that question in the onboarding flow.
So you download the Commute Buddies. It's not going to be called Commute Buddies, but we're going to use that as a playset holder for now.
Yep.
So you download Commute Buddies. It's going to say, create your account. When you download Anchor, I saw you said, oh, it has sign in with Google. That's great, because if not, I was going to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I need to have... it needs to be as... least friction as possible to start using this app. To start using it. To that start button, it should be least friction. It shouldn't be like 10 different pages, because then they're going to be like, fuck this shit.
So do you remember that thing that we made with Firebase, where you can log in with Facebook, Google, whatever?
It already, I don't know if you noticed, but it has that already.
Oh, it does?
You see that? It's signing in as me right there.
Ah, there it is. Nice.
So it knows that it's me. And that's why when I make the phone call, it will be able to log into the other phone and call.
How you thought about that then?
Okay, so you sign in with Google, and then what does it ask you next in the create account or login flow?
What's your name? You know, what name. The basic information
now,
is like.
Right now I ask you for a name, age, and a profile picture. Because I was thinking of replacing this big button with the person you're chatting with when you're in a call.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that. And we could still fit in animations on the sides of the circle and stuff.
I like the animation piece, like a microphone type speaking thing.
Yeah. So that, and then, you know, obviously, what do you want to talk about? Like, what do you like to talk about in general? You know what I mean? So, you know, have a bunch of bubbles or a bunch of like floating tags or whatever. Have them touch the screen about subjects they're interested in. Have a search in case they don't see the subject right there. They could like start typing it out and it'll bubble to the top. You know? Boop. Yeah. And then that's all you need to get started. Exactly. That's really all you need.
Just match
based. And if you want to extend
the functionality and like make it more customizable. You could always do that after they're in.
Yeah.
But your initial thing is just to capture the user, get them in, get them using it.
Uh-huh.
And then if you, you know, for new users or whatever, they might get a different app in the future, version 2, where it has more things or whatever. But for now, like...
So we sign in with social media, Facebook, Google, and then it says, like, with little bubble text, what do you want to talk about? Oh, cars, girls, and coffee. And then next, and now you're in. That's it.
Yep.
And then where do you switch? Is it going to try to match you with everybody that has those three things? Or, like, can you switch ad hoc, like, while you're doing it?
What do you mean? Okay, go back a little bit.
Yeah, so you're offline. Yeah. And today, you just want to talk about girls.
Okay.
How's the interface for that with this that we have on the screen right now? Like, is it going to be here? And, like, let's say you pick 10 things. They'll be like that, and you'll slide.
So I can see a...
Or
a
drop-down.
Like a scroll wheel.
Yeah.
Like an easy thing. You know how... And I don't know if this might be the one, like, solution for it, but if, since, you know, you do have a big button and then you have, like, the bottom part of it, and, which is, like, a subject, I guess, you could have, like, a little wheel that, like, brr, 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 and it's just, like, you know how the casino,
I like that,
like, casino
slot. That's, like, the compromise between what I have now and a drop-down.
Yeah.
Like, a drop-down wasn't good because...
You'd have to drop
too,
down and then, like,
it's
scroll.
Too fine of precision to use while driving. Yeah. You, like, drop-down match with coffee. Oh, snap, I clicked the one on top. The scroll wheel is like you're moving it, just scrolling up and down. Yeah. I like that.
So it'll be like a casino, like, you know, like the slots.
Yeah,
where you can see what's on top, you can see what the bottom, and then you can see the selection in the middle. You could just, like, brrr, just, like, spin
like
it.
That.
You know?
That's a great interface.
So, and that's easy to do while you're driving, which we highly advise that you don't use this while you're driving.
Start it before you start driving.
Yeah. Like, make sure that you're started up before, you know, doing this. But, yeah, you could do that first. You know, hit okay. And then find people.
Okay. So, I like that interface.
So, while people are waiting for them to be matched, what do they do?
Right now, the app, right now it's going to crash, I think. Oh, it doesn't crash. Oh, that's great. No. Now it crashed. Must have didn't find anybody online. So what's in the code right now is say, there's no one online. Please wait for a match in a you know, text-to-speech engine.
Okay.
I could put, like, wait, hold music type stuff, like a cool soundtrack. What do you think about that?
Could they listen? If okay,
listening so to check, other.
Check this out.
Yeah.
If I had a conversation with somebody, and I thought it was funny, and we both agreed to share published conversation, boom, it's in the cloud. I could just listen to that while I'm waiting for somebody. That could be kind of like what we're doing here. This is like a podcast, right? Mm-hmm. It could be a recording of just a conversation between both of us that gets shared now. And that could be the social network part of it whatever. Or the media creation part of it. So you always want
a product to come out of it.
Yeah, so basically, and I read this in...
Some IP.
No, what was it? Hooked, right? So this book, Hooked, which is about kind of modeling user behavior. Mm-hmm. To not say... controlling is your behavior. So one of the key takeaways is that you want, if you're making a social network and you want it to be like addictive or like any app pretty much, if you want people to come back and use it and be excited about it, the people that are using it need to create the content for the app, right? Why is that important? Because I had this conversation with Francisco. I really like him. I wanted to share this conversation, and I want my friends to hear the conversation I had. So I invite all my friends, and I say, hey guys, check this awesome conversation I had with Francisco, and then I share it. I would pay for that app. I would pay money for that app. Because I want all that inspiration. I want all that energy that other people have, you know? So, and that could give me ideas about conversations that I'll have.
I like how you thought about the monetization of it Because now that I'm going on this crazy I'm an artist type flow, like I literally have not thought of any way to monetize this.
Yeah.
But I feel like that will come when it's time for that.
Yeah.
Right now I'm just like, be as creative and not limited as possible. Because I'm like, oh, I can't do this feature because how am I going to monetize that? Mm-hmm. I'm just building it out, just like expressing my thoughts in here. And even the thoughts of other people. This idea has been influenced by like 20 different people already. And every person like left their impact on it.
I can see this working out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
If I mean, I'm talking a lot of bullshit right now, but you know, if some of the minimal ideas are incorporated and like you can actually get it to work, I think people will use it.
Right.
Yeah.
So on this interface, do you think it would be valuable to have like a currently online counter, like how many people are online?
I don't know if that's necessary.
Especially for initial release, because like it won't have the like social proof, because it will have like 10 people on. Like if it had hundreds of thousands, then that would be the social proof of why you should be using this.
Yeah, I don't know of any social networks other than like the chat rooms.
Yeah,
that would tell you how many people are online. I think that would be a
metric for behind the curtain.
Yeah, behind the scenes. Like if you have like, obviously I'll get VIP access to this, but if I had a VIP app just to track, you know, usage and whatever, it would be good to know how many people are online, you know.
Great.
But I think that's not a necessary thing. I think the unknown is more exciting.
Right.
So, who am I going to be matched with? Mm-hmm. Instead of me saying, I'm only going to be matched with one of 10 people that are in currently,
right,
I'd rather be surprised.
Okay. You know? So, when you click on the little pinwheel thing, you select your category, and you go online, what happens with the interface? It's going to say, what happens now, it says, you are online looking for matches. What do you think should happen in terms of like that user UX like flow?
So I want to see the person's face, which you suggested.
Yep.
Right. I want to see my face, maybe. I don't know. Like maybe both of us, like two bubbles talking to each other, kind of thing. Like next to each other. I don't know. For now, I think that like that would just do it for me.
So
we obviously want the option to, you know, all the things that I would have as a user to enable me to, like, either get out of it, like, pause it.
Yeah, okay. So, let's see. Let's do a couple flows here. So, you go online and it's waiting to match with somebody. So, around the bubble, we do a little, like, wave animation, like a capturing audio type animation, right? Around this circular button, right?
Yeah, whenever the other person talks, I want the bubble to move.
Uh-huh.
Like wavy, like orb thing.
Maybe this button could change colors, and the start chat text will be removed. And when it's not matched with somebody, what should be in there? Because when you're matched with somebody, it's going to be a picture of them, right? A profile picture.
Yeah.
A circular profile picture.
We could have like an animation or something, or just a picture of something trying to connect,
like
you.
A little
operator, like in the past, where like they would like grab a line and just like connect it to like a plug or whatever.
Oh, so
and like you could just wait and see like a woman like connecting things, trying to like
trying to find that
like an
connection.
Operator,
yep.
Kind of thing, right?
Ooh, okay. So you find
like
your
a 50s retro operator.
So next is, and we can also add some audio experience into that as well, because it's not just like a visual thing, right? It could be like the dial-up type sound effect. I don't know, whatever sound effect. So now you've matched with somebody, right? It brings in their profile picture, and you're chatting with them. There's a timer, like a phone call, like 0,
yeah.
1, 2. It's counting, right?
I wanna see their bio. I wanna see some.
But now you're reading stuff while driving.
What's that?
Now you're reading stuff while driving.
Oh no, that's right. Yeah. Well, okay. So
they're
going to
tell
before,
you, but if you're talking with them, you could say.
You could ask them.
It should say. I was thinking. So obviously, there's other chat roulette apps. Like there's like Omigo, I think.
Okay.
But that's a video based one.
Yeah.
So like on Omigo, when you connect with somebody, it'll say like you're a match. Say hello, something like that.
Yeah.
So it can say like, oh, you're matched with Cindy. Say hello.
Yeah.
Something like that when you connect, or it could just be like a connected sound effect.
I think that like a warning before, like some sort of noise.
Well, it's gonna be so when you're calling somebody, it rings, right? There's gonna be like a ringing type initiating contact.
Yeah, that's true. Effect. Just so that you can get like ready for the clear throat. Yeah, like
So you connect, and now this big button in the center becomes a picture, a circular picture of the person you're chatting with. And then from the bottom, what happens now is a button slides up from the bottom of the screen, and it says skip.
Right.
Do you think I should remove that skip button and like the only interaction button is like this big button? So if you want to skip them, you click on it. But then it won't be very obvious to the user that that's how you skip someone.
I think that kind of conversation, you know, to the skipping of it, I think that'll look or that'll come out better when we actually have it and we are using it.
Yeah. I'll show you later when we get in the car.
Right now, I think that you know, you should think about more about like not instead of placement of things, what things are needed at that point. I want to block this person. This guy is annoying. You know, report or whatever it is. I want to add as a friend. You know, for future kind of thing. If we think about having the ability to you know add people.
So is that what your creative process is like? It's not thinking of, like, oh, where am I going to place this button? It's like, what do I need to accomplish what the app does?
Exactly, right. So I would think instead of concentrating on where I'm going to put the things, let's think about all the things that I need. Uh-huh. So when we're thinking about the placement, they're not overlapping each other. I know exactly how much space
I'm trying to come up with an analogy in my brain. It's like, let's say if I'm building
a house.
It's
like inventory.
Like if you're about to build a house, you need to like see all the rooms that are going to be in there before you're like, oh, I want a bathroom here. And then you didn't think about where the bedroom is going to go.
And then you don't have space for a bedroom because you made like
there's like
three
a
bathrooms.
There's a 1-foot gap right there. Okay. So you need to take your inventory or create a manifest of everything it needs to do.
Exactly. And each page, like let's say, you know, it's like basically if you're working in Agile and you have like a story for something, you know, oh, I want the user to have a chatting page. Okay, so what are the content, like what are the components in this chatting page that are needed? What are the abilities that the user needs to do in these? Yeah. And then you think about, okay, so I know we need a skip button. Mm-hmm. I know we need this thing. And then you figure out where to place it in the page where it makes more sense.
Okay, so let's do a list for what I need. So I need a way for you to change what category you're matching by. I need a way for you to join the chatting room. Mm-hmm. I need a way for you to leave the chatting room.
I need
a way for you to skip a person you don't want to chat with.
Okay.
And that's it. And a way possibly to report people.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it. That's the list.
So
the skip and the going offline are not covered in what I have so far.
So
what skip is a button that slides up in the bottom. But going offline, some ideas that I had for going offline is you just click and hold, and then it'll like fill in like a loading thing around it, and then once it gets to the end, you're offline. So click and hold. Offline. But that could be and that probably could change every other week. I'll do a release and like try this way of going offline.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like
these little intricate details.
You can
experiment with that.
Experiment it, check usability.
But they all need to accomplish the same end goal, and that's the list that you need to have track of.
Yeah, because the way that you handle the interactions or the placement of the visuals or whatever, that can all change depending on testing. So number one is like, you know, have a kind of mentality for an iterative cycle. It doesn't have to be perfect. You know, you try one way of a button, one color of a button. Next release, you have a different one. Whatever works, whatever sticks to the wall, that's what you go with. So, you know, maybe it'll work for 2 months and maybe people are tired of it or whatever, but you need to capture the feedback from people that are using it.
But you need to put it out there first.
You need to put it out there first, yeah.
To get the feedback. Interesting.
So, and that's why, you know, MVP is very powerful because it's minimal viable product. Whatever it is, the minimal thing that you need to put out and that it works.
That's something that I try to be very careful with on this app, because I always like to bundle in all the features, and then exactly. It's going to be 6 months from now,
yeah,
exactly. And I'm going to run out of money, and then I'm going to be like, I don't have a product, I don't have anything. I want to release as fast as possible, get feedback, modify, adjust, or if it doesn't stick at all, just drop it all together and just have it there on the shelf as like
a project that you
yeah,
did. Yeah.
Check this out, grandkids. This was commute buddies.
Right. And that's it. It's all about like trying to get something out there.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't stick, you could still use it as a bragging.
Yep.
Something you know, thing that you did. This yeah, cool that, thing that you did.
I mean, it shows you that you can go through to completion. It's not just the ideation part. Like, everybody's really good at that. Like, I talk to anybody in here right now. Ideas, just put them out. But they don't mean anything if they don't get, like, produced.
Yeah, execution behind the idea.
That's the key right there.
So
I want to show that I'm an artist, but I want to show that I can fucking create, actually, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just be like, oh, I'm an artist, and I'm always up in the clouds. So we need to get this out.
So I can get behind this if you want me to. Let me know.
Let's see. I think I got some valuable feedback. So will this conclude the first episode of your podcast?
This is yet to be known what the name of this podcast is, but at least we got a first episode down. So
this first episode on the ideation creativity process.
So, thank you very much, Francisco Castellanos,
for
being my guest on this show that I have no name for yet. I'm pretty sure this will not be your last episode. So
that's great. Let's do a follow-up when I release this.
People hang tight for the success of whatever is to become of Commute Buddies.
Yep. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining.